who actually has not hijacked much today. You're actually making a lot of sense. Maybe just that I'm putting your voice and your comments next to Shelby Herring, the drunken old Miss girl.
Oh, my goodness. I was in here with Wally Hall, and I was holding my own just fine. Thank you very much. You know what? Mr. Hall and I, we go back and forth pretty well. Mr. Hall and I.
Coming up at 12:30, we're going to talk to Barrett Sillia, BleacherReport.com, and it's certainly come to his attention as well that this young lady at Ole Miss, her comments at the A&M Ole Miss game the other day, making the rounds. Right now, though, we go to the Stickies Rock and Roll Chicken Shack Hotline. We talk to Dr. Kirk Reynolds, an orthopedic surgeon with St. Vincent's, and he is here to talk to us about things of note in the world of medicine. Hey, Doc.
Hey, Justin. How are you doing today?
I am fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Bad weekend for injuries. Unfortunately, I witnessed one at UCA, a season ender and a career ender for a senior quarterback. It was a lower leg injury. We also saw a high-profile injury over the weekend with the Missouri quarterback. And for those who are Missouri fans, what a bummer, because that's a team that showed a lot of promise. Shoulder injuries, what's an expectation?
Well, you know, it kind of depends on what the injury is. And talking about James Franklin, you know, it was originally reported that he had a shoulder separation and he was going to be out for the season. And then they backtracked a little bit and said he just had a shoulder sprain and was expected to miss 3 to 5 weeks. Realistically, that's probably the same injury. A shoulder separation is something that we as orthopedic surgeons and as sports medicine surgeons see often in football season. It was reported that was the injury that Brandon Allen suffered when he dove into the end zone against Southern Miss. And you'll often see these guys come off the field with their arm hanging down. And what a shoulder separation actually is an injury to the ligaments that attach the collarbone to the shoulder blade. And so when you land directly on the shoulder blade, diving into the end zone or falling awkwardly on the shoulder, you tear those ligaments. And so the player comes off the field with their arm looking dead, hanging at the side, or they're holding their elbow to support the shoulder. And what happens is those ligaments are torn, and those have to heal. And that can take anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks. Rarely does it require surgery, but if it's the throwing shoulder of a quarterback or a pitcher, it's going to be very difficult for them to come back at that same level until those ligaments have healed.
It was weird because you've seen, and really in both cases with those guys, they look like pretty innocuous plays. Is that a pretty common injury?
It is. We see it quite a bit, and it is a very innocuous play. And you see these guys dive into the end zone, or you see a running back take an awkward hit on the side of the shoulder from a linebacker or a D-back. And what happens is you get a blow directly on the side of the shoulder blade where it attaches to the collarbone in the front of the shoulder. And so when the shoulder blade gets driven down towards the arm, those ligaments tear. And while it can be a very, you know, look like a very mild collision as far as things that we see in college football, it's a very painful injury. And the collarbone and shoulder blade where they join, that joint that we call the AC joint, is really the only attachment of the arm to the rest of the body. Mm-hmm. And so it's a very, although it's a very small joint, it really can be very debilitating in what kind of pain it gives to the player.
Yeah, especially if you're like trying to throw the football and
exactly.
stuff. That could be difficult, I suppose.
Yeah. We were in Hawaii surfing this Christmas. And my brother, I seriously thought he got bit by something. He was screaming in excruciating pain. His shoulder has popped out over 17 times. Now, they just had surgery on it, I guess, about a month ago. But I guess they put some pins and stuff in it. But he is in a non-movable shoulder cast for, like, almost 6 weeks.
Well, and David Basil, we're talking to Dr. Kirk Reynolds, if you're just tuning in from St. Vincent's. David Basil had the same issue. He'd be sitting here doing the radio show, Doc, and his arm would just fall out of socket.
Right.
And it's excruciating.
What's the long-term fix for an injury like that?
The long-term fix depends really on how severe the injury is. So we sort of grade or classify these injuries based upon an x-ray. So if we get an x-ray and we look at how far the separation is between the collarbone and the shoulder blade, if it's less than 100%, then that's an injury that's not going to require surgery. And it just takes 4 to 6 weeks for those ligaments to heal. And so we typically immobilize the player in a sling for a couple weeks, let the swelling go down, let the acute pain dissipate a little bit, and then get them into some rehab. And typically, 4 to 6 weeks, they're back able to start a throwing program, and once they're pain-free, they're able to get going 100%. In rare cases, it does require us to go in and reconstruct those ligaments, and when that happens, that's a much bigger deal. They're in a sling for 6 weeks or so, and then it's a long rehab process, sometimes up to 6 months before return. And that's a little bit different than what it sounds like Basil had, and I wasn't never saw him, didn't take care of his injury, but when the ball and socket joint slips out of place, then and that happens over and over, then that usually requires some type of surgery to reconstruct the labrum or the capsule that supports the shoulder joint, and that's a much bigger deal and can require a lot longer rehab.
RJ Hawk, are you listening? Doc said labrum, not to be confused with other parts of the anatomy, labrum.
I was about to say, if I said that, you would never let me go for like a month.
Can I ask you this? Actually, probably would let you go immediately. Doc, can I ask you about the other ball and socket joint, the hip? And we talk about hip replacements all the time. How come you never hear about shoulder replacements?
You do. They're not as common.
I don't, but you do.
Yeah, I mean, shoulder replacements are something we do. It's not as common, and I tell most of my patients it's because we don't walk on our arms, and so the hip joint wears. Well, not all of us
do. Okay, I'll say after a long Friday night occasionally, but not since college.
Shelby probably walked on hers.
Guaranteed. Anyway, go on, I'm sorry.
So the shoulder joint just doesn't wear out as often as the hip joint does, but we do shoulder replacements on a fairly regular basis.
Okay. Well, that makes sense then. Thank you for the insight. So what else is happening over there? You guys still doing the weekend clinic?
We are still doing the weekend clinic every Saturday. One of our four sports medicine-trained physicians is here to take care of our high school athletes. The phone number for that is 501-831-8844. We're here from 9 to noon every Saturday morning. And that phone number is actually active all week. So okay. If a parent or a coach or a spirit squad leader needs to get in touch with a sports medicine-trained physician, they can call that phone number, and it will be transferred directly to one of the four of us all week. And then one of us is here every Saturday during football season to help take care of our high school athletes.
And that is also for, you know, injured cheerleaders, tuba players, and
absolutely.
Slappies like me who break their ankle occasionally. So.
Exactly.
All right. Let me one last thing, because I did have a severe ankle injury. I don't mean to make this about me.
Severe. It was so severe.
It was bad. I couldn't run for weeks. But anyway, I couldn't run that well before, though. How often do you actually see an ankle break? I cannot tell you how many times I broke my ankle. It's never broken. How often do you see a break versus a ligament or you know, a strain, sprain issue?
I mean, I can't put a number on it. It's, you know, we see a lot of ankle fractures because if someone breaks their ankle, we're the ones who are called. But, you know, I would say that many more of those injuries are exactly like you. They're a little tweak to the ankle and just a little bit of a drama makes you feel like it's broken. But in essence, it's just a small ligament injury that's going to heal on its own.
I have a question about that, though. I've heard that women sprain their ankle a lot less than men do because we're more flexible. Is that true?
I would say that's probably true. Women are typically have a little more laxity in their joints. I mean, it's laxity. Part of the reason that you guys can have kids and we can't. And so your ankles, when they roll, they don't tear the ligaments. And, you know, guys that are out of shape like Justin, when they roll their ankle, they get a bigger injury.
Oh, I love it. Calling it like it is.
I hope you're enjoying this because this will be your last interview ever. I would say that it has a little more to do with the fact that I am hanging 200-plus pounds on my little ankles while you're not quite rolling around with 200 pounds of fight, despite
not
the fact
quite.
You're 17
oh my
feet
God,
tall.
I will walk out right now.
Okay, you're 17 feet tall, though. I mean, you got a lot more height. Look, when I get to heaven, I hope I do, I'm going to ask God about that. I think he's a genius, obviously. He's done a great job. Look at Kate Upton, for goodness sakes. But but I don't understand the whole ankle thing. It seems like there's a lot of weight bearing down on these two little... I look down, I'm thinking, how can you support all this fat I got going here? It's amazing. My ankles are a work of art. It's incredible.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting how they're designed, and it's—I would say I'm kind of like you. It's pretty amazing what the big man has done to design our bodies so we don't injure ourselves any more than we do.
Yes. Clearly, I have never thought about that, so it's a good thing I didn't get into any medicine type form. But I've never once thought, oh my gosh, I cannot believe how my ankles support my whole body.
As somebody that has owned parts of horses, I mean, you've been a part owner of horses over the years. That's even more remarkable. You think about all the weight on a horse's ankles and legs. It's
their
incredible.
Legs like snap like.
No, but it's amazing. It's incredible. So anyway, Doc, we appreciate the insight. Thank you so much. And anybody who will throw a cheap shot at me, I certainly appreciate it.
All right, Justin, have a good day.
All right, take care.
Thanks
you.
For having me.
All right, you bet.
Goodbye.
He'll definitely be.